central bank is pushing ahead with reforms to the lending rules imposed on banks. It's been widely welcomed in some quarters, criticised in others. Under the new rules, banks will be able to lend 90% for mortgages up to €220,000. If the mortgage exceeds that amount, the deposit goes up to 20% of the balance, and loans can't be more than 3.5 times the household income. The central bank governor, Patrick Conaghan, has been speaking about the new mortgage deposit rules at a news conference this morning.
Houses are expensive in Ireland, and property is expensive, and the worst thing is when that gets out of hand and people borrow far more than they can afford to service comfortably. That's what we're trying to prevent. So I don't dispute that the loan-to-income ratios are not in any way liberal or excessive. They will certainly affect many people, but they will prevent people from getting over indebted.
Patrick Conaghan speaking this morning. So what about the impact on rents? Senator Aideen Hayden is chair of Threshold, a national housing charity. I've been speaking to her and asking her about her view of the measures announced.
It's a good measure. It'll need to be kept under review. And as the economy improves even further, and indeed as we see the benefits of quantitative easing, they may need to be revisited. Because at the end of the day, I think the most important thing is affordability, as opposed to crude measures such as loan to value. And I would like to see us revisiting it within a reasonable period of time.
Do you have any concern about the potential impact on rent prices, in particular in cities?
There's a very significant issue here in terms of, you know, what the central bank has tried to do and what the government ought to be trying to do in relation to the rental market. An awful lot of people who assumed that they would be able to find themselves in home ownership will find themselves, in fact, renting for the foreseeable future. And that will put a lot of pressure on the rental market, where rents have already shown themselves to be spiralling, I would say, out of control, particularly in Dublin. And ironically, you know, renters will find themselves paying very exorbitant rents and unable to save 90% or even 95% or you know, any amount of money to save for a deposit on a home. So I do think we have a major issue with rising rents, and we need to introduce, in my opinion, rent regulation to ensure that we put some kind of a cap on exorbitant rent increases.
What are your colleagues in the Labour Party who are members of government, who are ministers, saying to you about this?
Well, there's a lot of support within the Labour Party generally for the idea of rent regulation, and I think there's a certain
lot of support, but not much action.
I'm sorry?
Not much action.
There was a leaked document, as I'm sure you know, Fran, relating to the idea of rent regulation recently, which indicated it might be being considered within the Labour Party. But let me just say, I think there's a lot of misunderstanding there about the idea of rent control versus rent regulation. I mean, rent control was a very blunt, arbitrary, unfair tool that just permanently froze rents and was found to be unconstitutional. I mean, what I'm suggesting is rent regulation, which is the norm in other European countries, and where rents are linked in a lot of instances to, for example, the Consumer Price Index. Now, I mean, we've seen rents in Dublin increase by, as I say, 30% or thereabouts, and incomes have not increased by 30%. We have no significant construction coming online anytime in the near future, and therefore rents will just continue to rise if we don't place a limit on these rent increases.
But what we have this week is the central bank announcing new lending terms, which you yourself concede will impact on rental prices, and yet we have no move from the other side of government on rent at all. Why isn't it joined up? Why aren't the central bank discussing issues with finance and other government departments to try and have a coordinated approach here?
I think that government will have no option but to consider rent regulation, and that is my honest opinion. I have proposed this within the Labour Party, and I will continue to propose it within the Labour Party, and I will continue to seek support for it within the Labour Party. And I do believe there's a softening within the Labour Party at senior level, because that is really where the impediment lies, at senior level.
Are you disappointed, though, that there isn't a coordinated approach?
Well, you know, I think the central bank are independent, and it's very difficult to suggest that they should be anything other than independent, given the, you know, how in the past the failure of regulation in this country led to very poor lending practices. And I am pleased that the central bank does exercise its own cautionary approach to lending. And I don't believe that the central bank should be told what to do by the Department of Finance. But you're right, I think there needs to be more joined up thinking, particularly in relation to the housing market.
That's Senator Aideen Hayden, the chair of housing charity Threshold, speaking to us earlier.